From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. President Bush held a news conference today and defended as legal his decision to bypass the federal courts and allow federal agents to spy on Americans and others within the United States. On Iraq, Mr. Bush was unusually candid about credibility problems stemming from faulty pre-war intelligence on weapons. The president also used his appearance today to criticize Congress, particularly Senate Democrats, for blocking renewal of the USA Patriot Act. In a few minutes, we'll talk to a Senate Republican with concerns about the Patriot Act. Right now, NPR's Don Gagne reports that Mr. Bush's question and answer session was his first in more than 2 months.
The focus of much of this nearly hour-long news conference was the revelation, confirmed by the president himself over the weekend, that he signed a secret executive order in 2002 allowing for domestic surveillance by the National Security Agency. The NSA is empowered to spy in foreign countries. That's its mission, but not within the U.S. Under the president's order, the agency has been monitoring email and tapping phone conversations inside this country without first obtaining permission from a court. The president today said it's necessary to protect the country.
I want to make clear to the people listening that this program is limited in nature to those that are kind of known Al-Qaeda ties and or affiliates. That's important. So it's a program that's limited. And you brought up something that I want to stress, and that is that these calls are not intercepted within the country. They are from outside the country to in the country or vice versa.
He insisted that speed is essential to the process and that having to obtain a court order would be a hindrance, something his critics say is not true. They say there are emergency procedures within the law which allow the government to take immediate action. The president justifies his actions as an appropriate response to the threat of terrorism. That prompted a question from the Washington Post's Peter Baker about what limits there should be on presidential power during wartime.
And if the global war on terror is going to last for decades, as has been forecast, does that mean that we're going to see, therefore, a more or less permanent expansion of the unchecked power of the executive in American society?
The president quickly jumped in, saying he disagreed with the assertion.
To say unchecked power basically is ascribing some kind of dictatorial position to the president, which I strongly reject. I just described limits on this particular program, Peter. And that's what's important for the American people to understand. I am doing what you expect me to do, and at the same time safeguarding the civil liberties of the country.
It's the one question that seemed to get under Mr. Bush's skin today. Commenting on the fact that this story was leaked to the press, the president called it a shameful act for someone in the government to disclose such a thing.
The fact that we're discussing this program is helping the enemy.
The subject of pre-war intelligence also came up at the news conference. In recent weeks, the president has made unusually candid statements that intelligence, which said Iraq had weapons of mass destruction, was wrong. He was asked if that hurt U.S. credibility as it tries to deal with other potential global threats, such as Iran's nuclear ambitions. Yes, he admitted.
Where it is going to be most difficult to make the cases in the public arena. People will say, you know, if we're trying to make the case on Iran, you know, well, the intelligence failed in Iraq, therefore, how can we trust the intelligence in Iran?
This press conference comes as part of an intense year-end campaign by the president to try to restore public support for his Iraq policies and to regain the offensive in the national dialogue on the war. It appears he has succeeded in the latter. He has been forcefully making his case, even though he's offered no new policy, while steadfastly refusing to put forth any timeline or benchmarks regarding the withdrawal of U.S. troops from Iraq. It's unclear whether he's done enough to significantly influence public opinion. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.